This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
I'm James Montegrico. I've been a nurse for 30 years. I've been in the U.S. for 20 years. I'm based in North Carolina, so I'll be giving perspectives about living in the South and the Southern U.S. I used to be a staff nurse, a neurosurgical nurse, but I've been in academia for so long, so I'm currently an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. So I've been retired from the bedside, so that's my current job. But I have had a significant experience in the bedside for so long. I was pretty aware about the cost of living differences, but I was really surprised how it can be different, across different locations within the state, within the city. So we know that, some places are cheaper and some are more expensive than others. It's just a matter of how expensive or how cheap it is to live in those. And I think that's one of the reasons why, I've been in North Carolina here in the South for like 20 years. And that's one of the reasons why I like it here is that the cost of living, rather than moving to those big cities. So yeah, I have a perspective of how it was or how it is. The good thing about coming to the United States during these times is there's a lot of resources available for you to really look into. Not like 20 years ago, we just based on what information we can gather from relatives, from friends who are living in the United States. Now you can Google, you can do there's a cost of living calculator. Like if you're offered different job offers in like different states, different parts of the country, you can actually make comparison, how much do I need to earn in New York versus if I will be in North Carolina or in Florida. So that's one resource probably that you can do. Look for a cost of living calculator, and you can also have those different tables that can help you decide. I know there's a lot of questions that they ask in social media groups about, is this rate okay? What might be okay in one state may not be okay to different states. So I'd like to give you a case. When I came in here, I was like, oh my God, why is this rate so low? But again, considering how it was in North Carolina that time, I said, I think it's going to be okay because I know when they offer those rates, it's based on the market value. What's the prevailing market rate? So those are some of the resources that kind of thought process you want to use in deciding which state or which hospital to go to. Yeah, just use those online resources. It can give you a lot of information more than you think. And I think what helped me transition in terms of, my expenses when we got here, of course, it was 20 years ago, was that our hospital actually spoiled us. They even had to create a task force to really attend to our needs. They found housing. It wasn't an apartment. It was a house. They gave us a silent bonus so we didn't have to really wait for our first paycheck. I was able to bring with me my family right away. I had a wife and two kids at the time. So it wasn't really, I would say, hard to transition because of the support that the hospital provided. So one of the pieces of advice that I can say is ask the hospital what kind of support they will be providing you, as you transition, because that can make or break your first year in the U.S.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
One of the major issues that new nurses face is, deciding who are to rent and whether they're going to rent or buy a house. So I can speak in my county, Forsyth County. Right now, you can get a two-bedroom apartment for less than $1,000, within $900 to $1,000. $1,000, and for a more luxurious apartment, you can probably have a $1,200 to $1,300. So that is for an apartment. But if you're going to get a house, the good thing about, you know, staying in North Carolina is the price of the house may probably get you about the same price with that of a two-bedroom apartment. So like in our case, of course, that was 20 years ago, but it's still, you know, a similar or almost similar nowadays. Like we were paying this apartment $800, you know, the house for like $800. That's why we decided to get a house in less than a year of staying in the U.S. because the house is going to cost us like less than $1,000. So you're just going to pay like $200 more. You already have your own brand new house versus renting an old house. So again, location. We have a good quality of life here, but you know the cost of living is low. So you get more bucks for your money. So yeah, the prices here haven't really increased compared to how it was like, you know, 20 years ago. It hasn't probably doubled, not like in other states. So it's really more affordable. So it's expectedly, you know, you'll get a lower hourly rate for an offer, but you'll get probably, I would say, a better net pay, better savings because of the cost of living. And one thing I would like to say was that, you know, I know in other states, you really need to like have two jobs to pay a house. I'm glad to say that, you know, I never had to work overtime to pay my house, a brand new house here in North Carolina. So, I mean, it's a low cost of living. I think what really also, you know, in our environment is, you know, education and healthcare are like the major services that are offered here in our area. So, again, being an academic and being a nurse, my wife is a nurse and my daughter eventually became a nurse. So, I mean, we have the luxury of shopping for schools or universities and hospitals wherever they want to work. So, again, it all depends on what are your priorities, what are your goals. So, and that's another reason why, okay, let's just stay here. That's only for the cost of living. But, you know, the things that we need are right here. But, you know, last year, my daughter went to live in Manhattan. So that was a huge jump, you know, on her expenses, not me, because I'm done with them, you know. Having a family of four, you know, I have two kids. And then growing up, you know, we travel a lot. Of course, yeah, our baseline is North Carolina. And whenever we go to like New York, to Florida, you know, Disney World, we go to the West Coast, LA, San Francisco. So we can feel the difference, you know, eating the same menu, having the same restaurant, you know, it will be different when you go to different places. So it's really a huge difference. Like, you know, just a couple of summers ago, it's like, okay, I want to have McDonald's, but like, oh my God, you know, it's how it costs in New York City. So you have to consider also like where you want to go. But again, it's a matter of preferences, of choices. So I would say it's really, really very different. I think in all aspects, food, a bottle of beer. I might not want to go to Tennessee because they had the highest beer tax. Yeah, you have to consider all those things. You know, when we talk about cost of living, it is only going to be like the house or the basic necessities. It will be everything that, you know, you will be spending on. So from the burger to, you know, entertainment to going to the movies, or, hey, I want to go to Disney World or in Disneyland, you know, so or go to Broadway. So, I mean, it's going to take a huge chunk of your money, you know, depending on where you go. So you have to really consider. And the main thing is you have to plan for those. You have to plan because, yeah, you want to have coming to the U.S., you will be given like great experiences, but, you know, it comes with a cost.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.